Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Mouth
enough!
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Patricia, the superstar, Sunny the California Girl Summerland. What's up, boys and girls?
You know,
hi, Jeff. Hi, Eddie.
Hey, how you doing, Sonny? You're always Sonny. It's bright around you, Patricia. And you know something? Always remember this, Jeff. I am the continental lover. 230 pounds of twisting steel and sex appeal. A rich woman's lover and a poor girl's dream. And today, what a show we have for the Mouthing Off Nation, brother. It's time to crank her up like it needs to be. You know what I mean?
Ooh, I like that. We've got NASCAR in Fontana, my home state of California. Woohoo!
The Cali girl. Sees NASCAR. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Then the NFL quarterback situations. That ought to be pretty cool. And then what else we got?
We have a lot to talk about this week, guys, and it's going to be fun. A lot of racing. A lot of football news happening. I think we'll get into the MLB lockout a little bit, which is very interesting. Whether or not we're going to be able to see any Major League Baseball games this year, whether the owners are going to give a little bit or the players are going to allow them to get away with a little bit is yet to be seen.
Nothing.
We got Power Player of the Week with Patricia, all busted up with Eddie. And the Jabroni of the Week coming up for you.
Mercy, Daddy. That's a really good show. And for all you people that are listening, all you millions and millions of the Mouthing Off Nation, strap yourself in because it's just starting to get good.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Oh! Yeah, we'll be right back. I got to find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing Off. All over the world.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets combat all forms of ED and can help men gain extra confidence when it's time to perform. No visits to the doctor, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right prescription. Blue Chew's tablets are chewable, and they're made in the USA. They prepare and ship directly, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Plus, there's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code SPORTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code SPORTS, to receive your first month free.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
We are back on Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Patricia Sunny, the California girl, Summerland.
All right, Jeff, thank you. And guess what? We've got the biggest names in broadcasting, and they're making their moves to the other networks. What do you think about that, Eddie?
Well, I know one thing. I wish I was Troy Aikman. He signed a 5-year, $90 million deal to do Monday Night Football with ESPN, making him the highest paid commentator. And you know, Jeff, he makes more than that jabroni Tony Romo. And that was a reason for that, because Troy Aikman is Mr. Cowboy. Besides Roger Staubach, Troy Aikman is Mr. Cowboy, Patricia. And Dallas, Troy Aikman is the man. And he wasn't going to let some guy who never won anything, which Tony Romo is like the Dak Prescott modern day. So it's like Troy Aikman won 3 Super Bowls. He's going to get paid for that. And I'm happy for him. And, you know, it made him the highest paid commentator. And to me, you know who they need to bring in as his partner on Monday Night Football?
What? He's gone. He could go all the way, 75 yards, packed by 10.
My man, Chris Berman. And I know, Jeff, you want to say you want to young up and all this other stuff. But the problem is, when you young up with a bunch of little young boys, they don't appreciate the game. They don't know the game. You know, Patricia, they really don't have the history in their heart and in their soul. These guys have it in their soul.
That's right.
There's got to be someone out there, though, that has a good voice. And really, what you need to look for is a broadcaster, not a former player, which Chris Berman, good on you. He is a former he's a broadcaster, not a former player. But before we get into that, I want to go back to this Troy Aikman and Tony Romo thing. I'll give you that Troy Aikman, better quarterback, definitely better statistics than Tony Romo in his career. But if I'm hiring a color commentary guy, I'm going Tony Romo all the way. He is so much better than Troy Aikman.
See, well, I disagree. I like Aikman.
Tony and Romo can...
Yeah. You know what? You know what, Eddie? Here's this. Like, you and I were pro wrestlers. So right now, for us to do a play-by-play on a match, I think we'd be much more suitable to do the play-by-play rather than, I don't know, you can think of a few people. So I think Troy Aikman, because he knows the game, he's going to play it and say it really well. You know what I mean? He's going to do the play-by-play. Yeah. When I say he knows. He knows the moves.
Yeah. And he knows what's coming, and he knows what's going, and he's done Super Bowls. I mean, Troy Aikman's, you know, he's no green guy.
No, but I'm telling you, when you watch Tony Romo, I don't love his voice as much as I do Troy Aikman's, which I guess does make a difference when it's the commentator. But
it does.
Tony Romo seems to know the X's and O's so well, and he can tell you what's getting ready to happen, and then he can explain it to you after it happens. I hated him as a football player. But I think he's a great broadcaster. And, I mean, Troy Aikman, he'll be fine. We're going to talk about another guy in a minute or two that really raises my hair a little bit, thinking that they're giving him a bigger job. But I just honestly think...
You know something? Let's just talk about it.
Oh, you're not going to let me...
Al Michaels, yep.
That's not the guy that's going to raise my hair much, because Al Michaels is definitely the best thing going when it comes to being a football play-by-play guy right now. He's the guy.
You know, Amazon's trying to sign him for Thursday Night Football, but he doesn't want to break in a new partner.
What about this, guys? What about Kirk Herbstreit? You know, there's rumors with him going. Herbstreit?
Yeah, Herbstreit. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Herbstreit would be he's not a play-by-play guy, but he'd be a great color guy somewhere. Yeah. Like with Al Michaels. Could you imagine him and Herbstreit together?
He's got a pretty good gig. I don't know that he's wanting to move on from his really good gig.
Espen is you know, popped the wallet a little bit, and that'll make you stay there. You know, the Benjamins make you stay. And
right. Well, he's making $6 million per year, guys. So,
it's fun.
Know,
it's, ESPN. Well, it's funny.
Well, his gig, that's pretty good.
Scott Van Pelt is a guy that's still at ESPN that could potentially be a play-by-play guy. I wonder if he's just not into it, if he likes doing the anchor thing. But he seems to be the guy that's still
egghead.
There.
Egghead is not TV friendly. You know, it's like... I don't think that the old egghead, he just needs it where he is.
Well, hell, they're only on TV for about 5 minutes of the broadcast.
Yeah, but, you know, the problem is they already messed around with the formula of Monday Night Football that Rune Arledge, who broke me in this industry, did. And they went against out of the three-man booth, went to two non-descriptive guys, and it's horrible. Summerlin. And so, but when you got John Madden and him, those two were fantastic anywhere they went. And those guys teamed up and went everywhere. They went to every network and got in their pockets.
Yeah.
And I love them for that, you know?
Right.
It's like, but when you look at Al Michaels, you know, Patricia, look at Al Michaels. He's really strong, and he's a California boy. And
yes, he is.
He's really, really good on the stick. He's one of the best, and I just can't believe, you know, they've done some of the things they have. And Patricia, let's talk about your guy Buck. What do you think?
Joe Buck might be going to ESPN, but I believe he may stay with Fox. We'll see. You know, he was with a couple of the Super Bowls coming up, and we'll team with Greg Olsen.
Yeah, you know? That's what I think too, Patricia, because Greg Olsen is their number two guy, Jeff. I know. But he's got that whiny little voice.
No, he's the guy that I can't understand why. I mean, he does know what he's talking about, and he's a likable guy, and everybody seems to like him. But, man, is he hard to listen to. I can't get over the fact that when you put a guy in the booth to be a live broadcaster, the most important thing is how they sound.
Well, it is.
This is true.
You know, Patricia, you can look good and you sound like you're sucking helium, and that just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Well, it does if you're Mickey Mouse, Eddie. You know.
Well, yeah, but he's
here for Disneyland.
Well, it's only a matter of time before ESPN makes Mickey Mouse their color commentary. I mean, right? they are well, very yeah, Mickey Mouse.
Mickey and Minnie, and the house that the rat built.
Oh, boy.
I know. Well, Eddie and Jeff, also Sean Payton reportedly is in talks with Fox to replace Troy Aikman as top NFL
and Amazon. Amazon was trying to steal your Rams coach, Sean McVay.
Oh, I know.
And put him and try to team him up with Al Michaels to get Michaels to sign with Amazon. And Sean McVay, he just finally just told him, stop it. I'm not leaving the Rams.
That's right. He's not. He's in a good place with the Rams.
Why would you want to leave a Super Bowl team?
I know.
But you know something? He'd have been smart to leave after he won the Super Bowl because he could have cashed a check that he'll never make in the NFL. And he's making about 6.5 or 8.5 million, Jeff, a year. But
he also wants to settle, too. He wants to settle with his family, Eddie and Jeff. You know, he's not ready yet. This is what he's saying. So he's like, nope, I'm fine right where I'm at.
Well, it's good for you guys because you got a great coach. He does a good job.
Indeed. Yes. Thank you.
Well, he'll be in the booth in 3 years when they're in salary cap hell and he's winning three games.
Yeah. He's got that booth's going to look real good with that smoke on his butt. You
brought
know what
to
I
you
mean?
By it's Amazon. Sean McVay brought to you by Amazon.
Hey, yeah, why not?
He might be doing deliveries for Amazon if he's not careful and he sticks in that LA Rams job too long.
You know, Jeff, can you believe, and Patricia, here's what I hate is what NBC has done. You know, I couldn't believe, number one, I can believe Chris Collinsworth agreed to $12.5 million a year. He was stupid not to. But the team with Mike Tirico, on NBC Sunday Night Football. What do you think about that, Jeff?
Oh, I think that makes him the... Who's the jabroni of the week, Eddie?
Oh, well, that's easy. NBC Sunday Night Football. NBC for breaking up the great team of Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth just to get Mike Tirico in there. You know, Tirico had sexual problems at ESPN.
That's
why they got rid of him.
I didn't know that.
Sexual harassment suit, huh?
Yeah, a bunch of them. And they got rid of his butt. And NBC got rid of Al Michaels to put him in there.
That's crazy.
That's the stupidest move I've ever seen.
That is very stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid. I mean, Mike Tirico can't hold Al Michaels' jock, please.
No, we'll see how that works out for them. But listen, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968, 800-817-2968, 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
All over the world.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Patricia, California, the sunny girl, Summerland.
And, you know, nearly a third of NFL teams find themselves at a crossroads with their current or QB situation. You know, Jeff, let's talk who's staying and who's going. Let's start with the Cleveland Browns, big boy.
Baker Mayfield is staying. They owe him $19 million, and he is going to be a good quarterback. He just needs a little bit of time and a little bit of a better offensive line, and Cleveland's got themselves a guy that they'll probably have around. He could end up being like, who was the redheaded kid in Cincinnati forever?
Andy Dalton.
Yeah, Andy Dalton. He was good, but he wasn't good enough to get him over the hump. That could end up being Baker Mayfield's career, but I feel like he'll be in Cleveland for a decent amount of time, and I hope that's not true. I like the kid.
All right. Well, what about those Seattle Seahawks, huh? Russell Wilson has a no-trade clause. Interesting.
That's big. Yeah.
He does the picking as to where he's going, and if he's going, that is.
He is going.
You're right. Oh, he's going to go Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's where he's going.
I mean, that's a team that he can go right, slide right in and start winning. So they would love to have a guy like Russell Wilson. But I wonder, is Tampa Bay going to look at this differently and see that they just recently won a Super Bowl with Tom Brady? So they brought in a guy who was on the downhill of his career. And Russell Wilson's obviously younger than Tom Brady, but not that much. I mean, if you're buying Russell Wilson, you're buying him for maybe 4 years of a decent Russell Wilson, as opposed to trying to go out there and find either a kid that hasn't gotten a shot yet or...
You got enough time in 4 years, my boy, to find another quarterback. The bottom line is, if you win, you got to win now in the NFL. It's not tomorrow. You got to win now.
Tell that to the Cincinnati Bengals. They're going to be winning for the next 10 years.
Well, they got lucky. It's like, you know, because they hadn't won squat in 31 years. So
yeah, I mean,
telling me it took them 31 years to find a quarterback.
But they could have figured out a way to sign a guy like Russell Wilson at some point. I mean, I know it's not
going to go play in Cincinnati. Please.
Yeah, Cincinnati chili stays really well in those cans for quite some time.
Oh, yeah. You can buy a can of that and keep it for 10 years and open it. It'll be the same.
Yeah. Well, I just think that they may look at this situation where they've got aging stars and maybe it's time for Tampa Bay to do a rebuild, not to bring in a Russell Wilson and get a couple more years out of it.
No. Aries wants to win now.
Yeah.
Bruce wants to win now, and they're going to try to get Russell Wilson. But you know who they may wind up with, Jeff? And this is going to be Jimmy G from the 49ers.
That would be a better choice than Russell Wilson, in my opinion, because then they've got a young Jimmy G and a young Chris Godwin. They've got a couple of tight ends that are still pretty young. So that would be a better move, in my opinion. But
they could get him. A lot cheaper than they can Russell. If they can get the Russell, I guarantee you he'll go to there. Jimmy G, because he can win. He's got the Tom Brady, and he already knows the system because of Tom Brady.
So
and it's a perfect fit, Patricia.
Now, yeah, that's true. I agree.
You take that Jimmy G from the Niners and put him right in the system that Tom Brady already has.
So if that happens, does Russell Wilson hop down the old I-10?
Oh, God. To the Commodores?
No, the 49ers.
No.
No?
Jimmy G is going to go. If he leaves anywhere, gosh, I don't know.
Russell Wilson would probably love to still be in California. In California, he'd love to be on the West Coast is what I meant. And he could go to the 49ers, who are a much better team than the Seattle Seahawks are right now and are on the precipice of being able to win. So that would be a decent move for him.
Well, let's talk about a decent move. What about the Pittsburgh Steelers?
They've got to figure something out there. I mean, do they do a rebuild now that they're moving on from their franchise quarterback? They don't have.
They got no choice.
Yeah.
They need a rebuild. I mean, when you look at Kenny Pickett, he's at 24 years old right now, but a good pick from the University of Pittsburgh. Patricia, he can walk across the campus to the Steelers field and he won't miss a lick. And you know, he's seasoned enough and he's mature enough that you can slap him in there in that Steelers system. And I think it'll work pretty good for him. I really do. And they could pick him at 18 and get him easy. And, you know, then let's look at the Denver Broncos. They want Aaron Rodgers, but not going to get him. Bridgewater, he's not a reckless, but he was limited as a quarterback, Jeff. Very limited. Yeah. You know who they're going to get? And he's going to turn out to be a winner.
I see that on the paper. Wentz. You're crazy. He's not going
Carson
to be a winner.
Wentz is going to Denver, and Denver has better everything than the Colts.
That's the most ridiculous statement that I've ever heard come out of a person's mouth. The running back in Indianapolis.
You running your mouth like a diarrhea machine all day.
Indianapolis Colts have the best running back in the league. They're not better at everything. Jonathan Taylor.
Oh, you're out of your mind, boy.
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. But I'm telling you
right now. How many games does the Colts win?
They won a lot of games. They made it to the playoffs. They were very good. Their problem was Carson Wentz.
Okay, well, he won't be their problem anymore because he's going to be with the Denver Broncos.
All right, that'll be his third team, and up to this point, he has not been able to take a team over the hump. He literally had to get hurt for the Philadelphia Eagles to win the Super Bowl. If he would have been the quarterback, they would have won.
Jeff.
I know, but I don't.
That guy is not my best friend.
I know.
And so I'm just telling you, the boys are going to be a Denver Bronco. They won't Aaron Rodgers, but they're going to have to settle for Wentz.
All right. Well, they're going to regret that decision because Carson Wentz needs to be a backup quarterback somewhere.
Well, what about your boy Jalen Hurts up in Philly with the Eagles?
I don't know. I feel like he's one of those guys that teams figured out, and he doesn't know how to get past the figuring out. He doesn't know how to make the change, and I feel like Philly's going to move on from him pretty soon.
They got to, because in that division, you got 1 year to win, Patricia, or you're gone.
That's right.
Gone.
New Orleans. How do you say it when you're from New Orleans?
New Orleans.
Currently, Taysom Hill is the quarterback, but the Saints are going to draft Mark Willis, number 18, for backup.
Well,
what do you think about that?
I think that team is a complete and utter teardown. Sean Payton's out, so they're going to have to bring in a new coaching staff. And Taysom Hill obviously isn't the guy. Jameis Winston obviously isn't the guy. So I probably would make one of those two guys the quarterback. I'd probably try to do some kind of deal for the running back and bring in picks for him, because any team would love to have him. And they just need to do and they have a great receiver too. I mean, they could probably package those two guys into two first round picks, maybe some second round picks. And
you know who they need to bring in, Jeff?
Who?
To quarterback them is Bridgewater. Get him out of Denver, because Denver wants to unload him. And he did really well when he was down in New Orleans.
Yeah, but they don't want to do really well. They want to lose every game. That's what they need to do, lose.
Well,
every
that's
game.
What they are going to do.
Yeah.
And the Saints
they
used
got
to
a
be
really,
really
bad
good team,
Patricia. You know,
no, the Saints
that, well,
used to be a really good team.
Yeah, because they had Sean Payton there. And
that's right.
He built a winning attitude. You know, it's kind of like the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers, he's staying, guys.
Woohoo!
He's had a lot of success there. He just got his heart broken when they picked that jabroni in the number one pick.
I don't think his heart is the right word. I think it was his ego got broken.
Well, I didn't want to say his ego, but it's you know, he's got a big ego, but it's okay. He's earned it. But the division is still awful. It's god-awful, man. So if he stays, they're going to win the division, them or Minnesota.
He surprised us, and he's staying. All right. Yeah. Well, I guess my daughter will be happy with that choice. And we have Eric Jones for my power play of the week, Eddie and Jeff. He was sixth in the NASCAR Fontana Cup Series, and he's American professional stock car racer, of course, as we know. He was in car 43, the nostalgic Richard Petty's car, of course, the Chevrolet Camaro ZL1, as we know. You know, even though he came in sixth, but that is like such an honor.
Top 10, absolutely.
That's right.
Well, if you finish in the top 10 in NASCAR, you've really done something each week. And, you know, that's what people shoot for, is if you can't win, you got to stay in the top 10. Isn't it right?
You rhyme every time.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is that might be the best finish that 43 cars had since Richard Petty was driving it.
Well, or John Andretti. That's a long time.
Yeah. It's interesting. We were talking about it before the show that they keep those cars with those numbers on them when the guys go away, and it doesn't seem like they have a ton of success after the driver that makes a name for the car and the number goes.
No.
So we're going to have to find out a little bit more after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit AgainstTheNumber.com. That's AgainstTheNumber.com.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Hi, Tom Bodette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for fur babies. If you think it's been hard being stuck at home for a year, think about your dog. It's been 7 years for them, and they deserve to get out and sniff the world too. So grab Daisy, Ranger, or Doodles and hit the road. But be sure to stick your head out the window and look for a Motel 6. And like all pets, Baxter stays free. Hot dog. I'm Tom Bodette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Now then, all over the world.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Patricia Summerland. The USFL draft, Eddie.
Oh, my goodness gracious alive, the USFL. You know, the 35-round inaugural player draft, the historical two-day event took place in Birmingham, Alabama, the home to the USFL regular season games in 2022. Patricia, can you give us some of these names and remind all these people of the USFL?
Absolutely, I can. How about the Michigan Panthers?
Wow.
Tampa Bay Bandits, Philadelphia Stars, the New Jersey Generals, Houston Gamblers, Birmingham Stallions, and Pittsburgh Maulers, and New Orleans Breakers. Now we say New Orleans?
New Orleans.
Well, yeah, Nolans, I'm so baby. Californian, Nolans. I can't even do that. Sorry, guys.
Nolans is Nolans.
You know, Nolans. Like, how about Nolans? Like nothing. Okay. Got it.
I'm excited to see what they can do here. It's a strange situation, you know, that with them making the decision to kind of play all of their games in the same city. It's right. Obviously that is detrimental to fan base. I mean, everybody in Birmingham could probably show up and fill that stadium, and I don't think that's going to happen every game. So it'll be tough. Do they have a television deal, Eddie?
Yeah, they do. They have one with Fox and one with NBC.
Okay, good. And, so they'll be on national television.
Yeah, I'm thinking Fox is covering it. Yeah.
Yeah, Fox is going to cover, opening night. I think either one or two games. I'm not sure. And then they'll flip-flop from NBC to Fox. What they're trying to do is bring that out, you know, ahead of the XFL. And it's going to be so many leagues that they're going to really dilute everything. Football is kind of going to be diluted in a lot of ways because people get sick of it, you know, year round.
Right. And
especially, you know, these are more minor league type guys that may make it or may not make it, but they don't have any real big kind of players yet that they've signed. And unlike the USFL before, I mean, you had guys like Jim Kelly, quarterback in the Houston Gamblers. You had Herschel Walker with the Generals. And then you had high-profile owners like Trump with the New Jersey Generals. Trump signed Herschel Walker, gave him a big contract, and got him away from the NFL. And, Jeff, you know something? You made something, a statement a few shows ago that you still believe that because of this league that the NFL held a grudge against Herschel Walker. And you know something? I really believe you're right.
Yeah, you know, the fact of the matter is that was a major coup for Herschel Walker to go over there. Jim Kelly needed a chance to kind of show himself off a little bit, and obviously
right.
he eventually ended up in the NFL and did a great job. But Herschel Walker was an unbelievable star in college, and he was the next coming, and you don't really think of him that much as an NFL player. He's thought of more as a great college player, and that's unusual for football.
Well, I can tell you this. If Dallas Cowboys wouldn't have won 3 Super Bowls, it wasn't for Herschel Walker.
I know, but they
traded him to the Minnesota Vikings for all their number one picks. And they got Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin. I mean, okay, they got the trifecta because of poor Herschel Walker. And they sent him up to no man's land, Patricia. And he was really never heard of
after that, really.
That probably goes down as, if not the worst, definitely top five worst trades of all time. And
but, you know, Herschel for the USFL put butts in the seats.
Yeah.
And the tickets went soaring, Patricia, with the USFL back when they signed Herschel Walker. And Trump paid him. It was like $5 or $6 million a year. They had great owners like Burt Reynolds with the Tampa Bay Bandits. Can you imagine that? You know, you had Steve Spurrier, the king of Florida, right?
People forget that Burt Reynolds was a phenomenal college quarterback.
Football, yeah, he was a great football player. I remember Burt. Yeah, absolutely. You know, In fact, you got those pictures of him in his uniform everywhere.
You know they still show who him. His roommate was, don't you?
Was it Steve Spurrier?
Mm-hmm. No.
No, different schools.
And he has been on mouthing off many, many times from the ESPN club at Disney. Lee Corso.
Oh, wow. That's you don't think of Burr Reynolds being as old as Lee Corso.
Well, you know,
sorry, Lee. You're a great guy. I've met you many times.
He died in 84, you know,
yeah.
or 83.
Yeah.
He's dead.
I know.
And Smokey and the Bandit. You know,
he was a good actor.
The story behind Smokey and the Bandit? They made that for like $3-4 million. And they were supposed to lose money. You know, it was
well,
made
they
to
certainly
lose.
Didn't.
No, they made
it's
about
still,
$200 million. And then
right.
what they did, they gave Hal Needham too much money to do Smokey and the Bandit 2. And he screwed it up. And so if they'd have gave him the budget they gave him on the first one, he'd have done a good job again. But no, he didn't. But Burt Reynolds was really, really good. You know, from Gunsmoke all the way through. But the Smokey and the Bandits, man, him and Sally Field, Jackie Gleason, I mean, Jerry
oh, yeah.
Reed. I mean, oh, my God.
Yeah, if you're a kid Patricia. Listening to this show and you've never seen Smokey and the Bandit, you should definitely
You better
give
go
it
look at it.
Yeah,
that's
go
one
go
of the
watch
funniest
it.
Thing
yeah.
in the world.
It's one for the books, definitely,
oh,
Eddie.
It, yeah. And, you know, some of the stunts and everything they did, you know, that was right up on 85 in Jonesboro.
That was
Georgia.
The real deal.
You know, I'm in Georgia right now and on a production, but I can tell you one thing, that highway, boy, they lit it up. And Smokey and the Bandit was still one of the greatest movies of all time. And look at the stars.
Jackie Gleason, boy,
I can't
believe you come from my loin. When I get home, yeah. I'm going to punch your mother right in her mouth.
Mouth, right?
yeah, that was a classic line right there.
Hey, Patricia, the lines that Jackie Gleason came out with.
Oh, and he's one of a kind, boy.
He was
boy.
A master. You know
he
really
was
funny?
One of the best. Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't the scripted. They
No.
He was never scripted.
Why
all
would
that
you?
Was just, I mean, they just wind him up and let him go. And Burt Reynolds, I saw a Burt on an interview one time about Jackie Gleason. He said, "Let me tell you something. He used to come up with the wildest stuff that you know we had to cut a lot of it out, Ed, because it was like crazy. But the funny thing is, he said you can't script a guy like him." Because he's too good. Just tell him what you want, and he'll give it to you. And that's the key, Patricia. When you got talent, and you can talk, and you can act, or you or whatever, Jeff, wind the guy up, let him do his thing, and that's what you'll get.
Hey, all you directors,
it's like that monkey playing the tambourine.
All you directors out there, let me give you a hint that will make you very successful. If you hire a comedian to be in your movie, do not give him a script. They are funnier than your writers, guaranteed.
Well, absolutely. What you don't want to do is force a guy to be something he's not. What you're hiring is the personality of the comedian or the actor. And what you do is you give them so many lines, but then you turn them loose. When they need to be themselves, you really turn them loose. And that's the difference in really, really directing, Patricia, and producing and trying to show somebody.
But a brilliant actor, Eddie, like all the Brad Pitts and Johnny Depps, listen, they can play anything. I don't believe that. I think you know, that's not true, because there's many good actors that can go. And in fact, I was just watching something on Netflix about Princess Di, her biography. You guys have to check it out. It's excellent. Christian Stewart played Princess Di, and she killed it. I mean, it was just amazing how she went into that character.
Yeah, I think you're misunderstanding, though. It's a difference. Those are actors. I'm talking about comedians. When you hire a comedian, you don't give them a script. The fact of the matter is that when I've never heard anybody say, when they're talking about one of the funniest lines in movie history, I've never heard anybody say, man, that was so funny. He did that directly as the script said. Every great line they say, you know, that wasn't scripted. He said that right off the cuff. Every funny line in movie history.
Well, that's pretty much true. But,
well,
you know,
like all the Eddie Murphys and, Jerry Lewis. Come on.
You got to let them go and do their thing. And, it's like we're negotiating with a movie now with a great actor by the name of Matthew McConaughey. And we're negotiating with him to play in a movie that I wrote. And so I'm really excited about that.
I've never heard of him. Is he an up and coming guy?
Yeah, I think so.
I know, right?
And so, you know, you know me. I don't work with jabronis. Well, number one, we didn't really get to this, but Major League Baseball. I am so mad, Patricia, at Major League Baseball, because they postponed the start of spring training due to labor disputes. And that could have a disastrous outcome because of this situation. And you know something? You got to remember this. MLB is like all professional sports. Greed takes over, and ultimately the fans pay the price. And the owners, they don't care. It's all about the money. And are you right or wrong, Patricia?
That's right. It's a money grab, Eddie.
It's funny, Eddie. I disagree with that wholeheartedly. I feel like the reality of this is that the owners are the ones that are more likely to lose money if it goes on strike. And the players, listen to me. What job out there is paying you enough money where you can literally say, hey, I want to get paid more, so I'm going to not show up for work and take a year off to make you pay me more? It's rare air that those players are breathing. Now, granted, I think they should be paid their market value. And if the market says that a guy should be paid $500 million and an owner wants to pay a guy $500 million, then he should be paid that. But the reality of it is that these owners, if those stadiums don't open for a baseball season, they're going to take the hit. The players...
No, they're not.
Why not?
Let me tell you this.
You don't get paid. You know right now that sports is all about the TV money, and those TV contracts don't get paid if they don't get aired.
They've got the guaranteed TV money. It's guaranteed. Bottom line is this: they're both greedy, and they're both making a whole lot of money. The players are making, and this is hard for me to say. They're making way too much money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But all these guys need to be in spring training to give the fans what they a year of baseball. I'm telling you, if they do not do this, Jeff, it's going to kill baseball.
They should.
It's bad.
They should ban Scott Boris. I'm starting that hashtag ban Scott Boris. Yeah. Here we go. All right, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
All over the world.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health.
Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
All over the world.
This is Mouthing Off, All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Patricia Sunny, the California girl, Summerland.
Man, what a show. Oh, the Mouthing Off Nation, thanks for listening. You know something, Jeff and Patricia? What a show they have listened to tonight and today. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
I would say it's a trifecta, guys.
We didn't even get into the MLB lockout.
You know something? I'm going to stop watching baseball, and I love baseball, because shame on them for doing that to the fans.
Agreed.
You don't do that. Well, they got enough money, and they will get paid, go to spring training, have the games so that all the kids can see you and all the families can come together and enjoy themselves. What's wrong with you, boy? It's like, it's wrong.
The owners have to put their foot down, or they'll be signing $500 million contracts for guys that bat 270 and hit 35 home runs and don't make the playoffs. That's why they're doing it.
Yeah. You know what we call those guys? They can't hit a shoe size.
Yeah.
You know? And they're getting millions of dollars, Patricia. And they want them. And now they're asking for more. You know, stop it. Enough's enough. Don't be greedy. You know?
Yeah.
Go play the game you love.
They've got to figure it out, because guys holding out, not wanting to show up for spring training, and they're on contracts. I mean, you signed a contract. This arbitration stuff and paying guys the amount of money that they should. They signed a contract. Like you need to honor it. Yeah, you signed a three-year contract.
That's it. And you honor that money that you agreed to, and then you renegotiate. But you got to be good enough to renegotiate. Right, Patricia? To renegotiate something.
Yep.
But you're going to be
You got to show up. You got to be. That's right. You got to put in the work.
Yeah, I'm team owners on this one. I hate to say it, you know. I'm all team owners on this one. They need to win, and they need to tell these guys we're not going to put up with having to pay you $15 million when you signed a $2.1 million three-year $2.1 million deal. This arbitration stuff's got to go. This sitting out and wanting to get paid thing's got to go. But listen, Eddie, tell them goodbye.
Well, until next week, this is Mouthing Off. Hey. Saying goodbye.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.